Yes, I want to be blessed. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Yes, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, oh God.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, oh God.
Yes.
Glory to your name.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Close to thee.
Oh, yes, oh God.
It's all right.
I really want to be.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's hard to follow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
I come before you on this day, giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognize my pulpit associates, Reverend McMillan, Minister Riley, my lovely wife, my beautiful, beautiful church family. It's an honor, a privilege, and as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Let us go to God in prayer.
Yes.
Take now your servant, Lord. He who comes to you as humble as he knows how, Lord. He who comes to you with nothing.
Jesus.
But he who comes to you with an expectation of a fresh anointing.
Mm.
Take charge, Lord.
Take
charge, Lord, as I submit to you. Take complete charge.
Yes.
Speak a word, Lord. Speak a word, Lord. As I open my mouth, Lord, I submit myself to you, Lord. Say a word, Lord.
Yes, sir. Speak, Lord.
Somebody is waiting, Lord. Somebody needs to hear from you. Somebody is yes. In need, Lord. Somebody is crying, Lord. Take charge, Lord. Use me, Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
Do what you wish with me, Lord. Use me any way you see fit, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I submit to you. I surrender all. Take charge right now in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Let the Holy Ghost
have
his way. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Your servant listens. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. This is easy for God, might be tough for me, but. Easy for God. He had me in lots of places this week, and everything is normally it came together quite well in Sunday school. We'll be starting from the gospel according to Mark. And you heard read this morning, starting with verse 30, chapter 4, verse 30. I want to pick up with the last verse that was read. I'm going to pick up with 35 and start there. It reads thusly. It says, "And the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this?
Yes.
That even the wind and the sea obey him.
Yes.
Come on, man.
And then 5:1 says, And they came over unto the other side of the sea.
Oh, God.
Just as he said.
Just like he said. Hallelujah. Have you ever looked around and wondered why some folk seem to have it easier than other folk? Maybe it's you who seem to have a smooth sailing.
Come on now.
When you compare your journey to somebody else. But then again, perhaps you are the one whose journey seems to be uphill both ways. You seem to be going up the rough side of the mountain. And you wonder, for parents, let me give you a topic too before I go any further. I'm excited. I want to ask you a question this morning, and that question is, are you ready for the next level?
All right.
Are you ready for the next level? And, you know, when I was studying, I went back to a sermon that I had done in 2005.
All right.
That sermon was that let us go to the other side one more time.
Yeah.
And when I looked at it, I said, I'm ready in 2005. I was saying one more time. I tried to get everybody to go to the other side many times before, but it just seems like it's so hard sometimes for people to cross over to the other side.
That's right.
All right.
So God put in my mind, are you ready for the next level? Are you ready for God to elevate you? When I did that sermon back in 2005, that was an excerpt that I had included in that sermon. This fellow's name was Dr. E.P. Godwin, and he preaches up in Chicago. But he had in his sermon, he said, some ships cross the ocean with clear skies, smooth seas and fair winds, and come into port with streamers flying and bands of music making jubilee. But he said, but then others come in storms, and with the sky black as night, the wind like a hurricane, and the sea like mountains, and they come in all battered, yards gone, masts splintered, hardly enough left to hang on to. But the difference amounts to very little. The only important thing from first to last is not what the log says about storm or calm, but that they all steer close to the compass and do their best to make it to the other side.
All right.
If they only get there safely, what happened to them by the way is of no account. So it is with God's children. There will be vast varieties of experiences. To some, prosperity, success, and joy. To others, adversity, defeat, and grief. But what may be your lot or mine is of no consequence. The one and only thing of importance is that we stick close to our chart and push for the port with all our might. If we gain the other side,
all right,
the pleasures or pearls of the way really don't matter. Hallelujah. It's not important the obstacles that we face. It's the only importance is that we finish this race.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. You see, it's something about what God has in store for us and the way he does things. It's a mystery sometimes to us. But see, as we go through this journey, we must not simply believe that there's an all-powerful God. We all can say that. We all see, God can do anything. But just saying it don't get you much. You got to live like you mean it. You got to live like I got a God on my side, and no matter what I have to go through. Hallelujah. Y'all better hear me this morning. See, we must continue to ask for his perfect guidance and his wisdom throughout this time on earth. When I'm down, Lord, pick me up.
Oh, yes. There you go.
When I'm up, Lord, hold me humble.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, well, we who call ourselves Christians, we have a distinct privilege. If we call upon the name of the Lord, he will make our paths straight.
Yes. All right. Yes.
If we place ourselves to be under his direction, we will always benefit from his great kindness and his goodness. What a wonderful promise. Proverbs says like this: trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Hallelujah. You see, but I look around and it looks like everybody else has got it easier than me.
All right then.
You see, so sometimes, and I'm sure you heard somebody say, if you hadn't said it yourself, so why is it that we have to go through storms? And somebody might add to that and say, and why me?
That's right.
Somebody in Sunday school say this morning that when I was out there doing everything that I was big enough to do, it seemed like things were going okay. But then I decided to follow the Lord, and when I started following the Lord, then things started happening to me, and I wanted to know, what, Lord?
Yes.
Why now, when I decide to follow you, then we'll. You know, when we look at this scripture, we see that the Lord was teaching his disciples, and he was teaching them in parables.
Yes.
Parables. And I looked up the definition of parable and found one that we can relate to. It says it's a short story that teaches a moral or a spiritual lesson. And when I started this, we got to see how we're going to all fit together. But just stay with me here.
All right.
You see, when I was studying earlier, the Lord carried me to the book of Jonah for some reason. That's one I almost forget that's in the Bible. I just don't read that, but so much. But it carried me to the book of Jonah, and what I come to understand is that he was using it as a parable to teach me so that I could say it to you as a parable that you can hear what God is trying to say to us this morning. Why do I have to go through a storm?
Yes, why?
See, if you look at the book of Jonah, in the first chapter, it says the Lord gave this message to Jonah. He told him to get up and go to that great city of Nineveh and announce my judgment against it, because I have seen how wicked its people are. But Jonah got up and went in the opposite direction. To get away from the Lord. He went down to the port of Joppa, where he found a ship leaving for Tarsus, and he bought a ticket and went on board, hoping to escape from the Lord by sailing to Tarsus. You say, well, what's that got to do with what we're talking about? But it says that sometimes you find yourself in a storm because you are disobedient. Find yourself in the storm, and it's all because of you. God told you to go one way, and you decided to go another way. Then when I read my Sunday school lesson late last night, he carried me to the book of Job. And then Job in 1:1, you'll find this. He said, there once was a man named Job who lived in the land of Uz. Listen, he was blameless.
Blameless.
All right. That's what it said.
A man of complete integrity.
Yes.
He feared God and stayed away from evil. So what's that got to do with what we're talking about? Because sometimes you end up in a storm because you obey God.
Yeah.
Come
on, make it plain. Come on.
Well.
Hallelujah. And then when I looked at that Sunday school lesson, the back part up under the talk to the superintendent talked about an impala. And it said this African impala is capable of jumping over 10 feet high and traveling 30 feet long. But it says they keep them in the zoo and they put them in a pen that's 3 feet high. And they can't get out. You see, because they won't jump where they can't see. They don't have any faith.
All right.
So some of us, when we get in the storm, we can't get out of the storm because we don't have any faith. A little bit of fence. holding you in. You can't go anywhere because you don't know what's on the other side. Even when the Lord says to you, let us.
That's what he said.
Go over to the other side.
Yes.
Can't see, Lord. I can't see. I gotta see. Where are we going? So Jesus was trying to get a lesson through to his disciples. He taught them with parables. One of the parables he taught, he said, there's a parable of the sower, and it really ought to be the parable of the souls. Because we're talking about what kind of ground that God's word falls on. Don't let this get past you now. Jesus said, if you want a mind, you'll understand the parables. You'll get it.
Yes,
and if you don't, right. You can go to him afterwards and he'll tell you what he's trying.
Yes, yes.
If you belong to him. In this parable, Jesus described something they were all familiar with. A farmer casting seed on the ground and the seed falling on different types of soil. And the seed fell on three areas that had no lasting success.
Uh-huh.
On the pathway or on the wayside. Then some fell on rocky ground. And then others fell on thorny ground amongst the thorns. But then some fell on good ground. Some fell on someone who was ready for the word of God, ready to go to the next level. And when God's word falls on good soil, God Almighty. You see, if you understand it, when Jesus talked about the sower, he said, someone who's carrying the word of God. Someone, the word of God is what we're talking about when we talk about the sower. Someone who carries the word of God. And in your case, it would be me this morning.
All right, Jesus.
Hallelujah. As long as I stick to God's word, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Y'all be sure to check me with it. Make sure I stick to God's word.
Come on now.
These are ones by the wayside where the word is sown. And when they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes it away from them. And the word that was sown in their heart, Satan will steal it. That's that first group.
All right.
And then the ones that fall among thorns, these likewise are the ones sown on stony ground who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. You ever seen anybody like that? Running around and just love the word of God. I love to praise his name and shout that. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
But if they have no root in themselves, and
come on,
so they endure only for a time, and
just a time.
Afterwards, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble when they get in the storm. Hallelujah. And then you got the ones that fall amongst thorns. It says, now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word. And, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desire for other things enter into choke the word. And it becomes unfruitful. They get it all tangled up with their houses and their cars and they stuff.
Yes.
I can't give God what I'm supposed to be giving him. I got a mortgage payment to make. I got a new car I need to get. Hallelujah. But then, sometimes God's word falls on fertile ground. These are the ones sown on good ground. Those who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60 and some 100. Is there anybody here that?
Yeah.
Trust God. Is there anybody here with fertile soil? Is there anybody here ready to go to the next level with the Lord? Don't tell me no tale now. And I'm not going to be here longer. You ought to have a whole pocket full of notes already. But see, when you practically apply a parable, parables that you've heard this morning, as the disciples were called on to do.
Yes.
You'll be able, as we go through, when we look at these disciples, to answer their questions. When I ask you, have you been through a storm lately? Has anybody here been through a storm lately?
Yes.
Are you in a storm right now? Well, if you're in a storm right now, you need to check out. Are you there because you've been disobedient? Mm-hmm. Are you there because you've been obedient?
Right now.
Are you there just because you won't jump out of it?
Come on, talk to us.
I don't have any faith. I don't believe what God said when he said, let us go.
Yes, sir.
To the other side.
Let's go.
That's right.
The other side.
Let us go to the other side. But soon as the storm starts, then I start to wonder. I don't know which way to go. I get scared because I can't see the other side.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. And if you're not in the storm, are you going to be ready when the storm comes? Hallelujah. I want to give you three quick points to just take with you. Number one, if God is directing your path, it's as good as done. Do you know God like that? Do you serve a God and you know him like that, that when he says, if I'm directing you, it really doesn't matter what you're going through. It really doesn't matter what your friends tell you. It really doesn't matter how it looks. All you got to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand and he'll carry you through it.
Yes.
If God directs it, it's good as done. Mark 34:35 said, and the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Can you see him sitting there? Let us pass over to the other side. You shouldn't hesitate. You ought to want to jump on the boat.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus said it.
Jesus said it.
That's right.
Yeah, it's important too. You look at that 36 verses there. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. Let me tell you something about Jesus. See, we have to take him like he comes. Not as we wish Jesus was. You know? Yeah, say, I could respect Jesus if this pain I'm going through, this storm I'm going through, if he would bring me out of this, then I could accept Jesus and he'll be all right with me.
Come on now. Tell him.
I think the songwriter said, but if the storm don't cease. You keep having problems in your life. Can you take Jesus like he comes?
Yes.
Come on. I was doing everything right. I don't know why I'm in trouble. And you can't look at Jesus the way he affects somebody else's life.
Amen.
See, he's doing right and look at all that God has given him, and I'm doing as good as him. I guess that's what Job said with Jonah, too. But if God directs, you can count it as done.
All right.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Number two. Do you trust God to get you to the other side? You might say the other side of what? The other side, whatever you may be going through. See, your storm is not my storm.
All right. That's right. That's right. Right. Come on, man.
Everybody got different storms, and you know, people look at you and say, you got everything going your way. You got a good job, you got a nice house, you got 2-3 cars, you got everything going your way, but it's another storm. You don't ever know what storm people are going through.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
But if you trust God, you'll get to the other side. Hallelujah. Verse 37 says, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full, and Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, and he was asleep on the pillow. Ever felt like he'd go to sleep on you?
All right.
Have you ever called on the Lord and called on the Lord?
Oh, yes.
Called on the Lord and keep on calling on the Lord and does he hear me all night long?
Jesus. Or is it
something you just call and call and you wonder, why can't he hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
praise.
In the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they wake him up and they say to him, Master, care thou not that we perish? Do you care about what I'm going through, Lord? I thought I was your child. Do you not care what I'm going through? Hallelujah. You know, you might have to go through a storm.
All right.
In order to get where God wants you to be.
Yes. Come on, talk to us. Come. Yes,
so you might as well get over going into a storm.
Yes, sir.
You might as well get over, because you're either in a storm, you're just coming out of a storm, or you're headed for a storm. But if you're following Jesus, the storms will come.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So you might as well get over going into a storm. And then if you're smart, you'll get over the uncertainty of what might happen during the storm. Hallelujah. I was reminded when I was writing the words of the song said, when we're going to walk this road to glory.
Yes.
You ever been like, that's the way I am. Me and my Lord, and no matter what I go, and I have to talk to myself a whole lot, because I'll sit and if I'm not careful, I'll start to have a pity party.
Yep,
See, some people act like they don't ever get there, but if you tell the truth, you'll get there. Where you say, oh,
that's
right. Woe is me. And, I've done everything that I know how to do, Lord. I tried my best, and why me? He says, why not you? Let me tell you something. You might want to write a note here. You can't go through a storm if you're afraid to go into a storm.
Yes, sir.
You can't go through a storm if you're afraid to go into a storm. I want you to make sure you keep that note. Number three. I'm about to close. He's already done.
He's already.
What he said he would do.
All right.
That's the thing. See, we keep trying to put God in something that we can understand.
That's right. That's right.
But see, God already knows. He's already worked it out. He already knows what's going to be.
Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He's already done what he said he would do.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Already worked it out.
439 said that he arose.
Arose. Mm.
And he rebuked the wind. And he said unto the sea, peace, be still. Just think about your situations now, those things that you have in trouble trying to deal with, those hardships that you're going through right now. Just think about Jesus saying, in the midst of all your stuff, peace.
Peace.
Be still.
Thank you, Lord. Huh? Thank you.
Hallelujah. And my Bible says, and the wind ceased.
Yeah.
It stopped blowing, and that was a great calm. Have you ever been sitting alone somewhere and just found yourself peaceful?
Yeah.
When nobody was around you, and you had put your computer down and,
yes,
and forgot your phone.
Yes.
Because if you don't forget it, you gotta have it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
All right.
That's nothing like peace.
Yes.
Amen.
But he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? I want y'all to just ponder that. Keep that in mind when you're going through and don't know which way to turn. Why are you so fearful?
Yes.
Why is it that you have no faith? Why are you caught in this storm, right?
Yes.
Like the Impala, you're caught in the storm and you're afraid to come out. Now, let me tell you, now, some people like being in the storm.
Oh, yes, sir.
Some people would not have it any other way.
Yeah.
But sometimes all it takes is faith. You say, all I gotta do is this little 3-foot wall that's holding me in. All I gotta do is jump out and go over that and believe that God will catch me on the other side if I just make a move.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is it that you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Just to think about that for a minute. No faith. When the times get tough, no faith. When everything is going smooth, we're fine. But when things get tough and you lose your faith, you ever heard anybody say, yeah, I want to hear all that Jesus talk?
Yeah. Yes.
And my mortgage due tomorrow. Why are you so fearful? And where is your faith? No matter what you find yourself in. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this?
Come on now.
That even the wind and the sea
obey
him.
All right.
God I serve.
Yeah.
Can do
anything. Yes.
And Matthew 5:1 says, and they came over unto the other side. Are you ready for the next level?
Yes.
Are you ready for the next level? Do you trust God?
All right.
Yeah.
Because you can't get there unless you trust God.
All right.
Yes, Lord.
You got to step out.
Step out.
On faith.
Yes, sir.
But if you trust God, it's not a big deal.
No. Yeah,
all
yeah,
right. Good.
If you truly trust God, you can leap over that wall and know that God will catch you on the other
That's
side.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the next level? Are you ready to stop moaning and groaning and no difference between us and the rest of the world? People don't know the difference between Christians and the rest of them.
Come on now.
Come on now. Say so.
Because we walk in the same way they walk. We talk in the same way they talk. We're doing the same things they do.
Yeah, yeah.
We're afraid to venture out. Are you ready for the next level? God is able.
Yes, he is.
To do what he said he would do. Every promise that he's made to you, he will fulfill. As I close, it's the words of a song, a few of the words. Somewhere that says, Master, the tempest is raging.
Yes. Yeah.
Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The billows are tossing high.
Yes.
The sky is overshadowed with blackness. I can't see my way.
Yes.
No shelter or help is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish?
Oh, thank you, Lord.
How can thou lie asleep when each moment so madly is threatening? A grave in the angry deep. But the refrain says, the winds and the waves shall obey thy will.
Peace.
Be still. Right in the midst of your trials and your tribulation, peace be still. Whether the wrath of the storm-tossed sea or demons of men or whatever it will be, peace, be still. Peace, be still.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for the next level? Are you ready to go through whatever storm?
Yes, I got it.
Might come your way.
Jesus.
Are you ready for the next level? God is calling.
Yes, he is.
And he's counting on you. Will you go for us? Are you ready for the next level? Thank you, Lord, for a challenging word. Thank you, Lord, for the power to go on if we would just accept, if we would just follow you, Lord. Drop all our fear. Create in us a new confidence, Lord, that we can step out on faith.
Yes, sir, God.
No matter what the test, if you'll go with us, we'll go. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We trust you, Lord.
Yes.
We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name.